This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now then, today and tomorrow, the two final portions of our message from Jeremiah 35 on God's people not listening, not paying attention to the Lord, because that's what the Lord says about His own people. You know, I can't imagine on Judgment Day for the Lord to speak to you or to me, either one, and say, you know, you didn't listen. You didn't pay attention to my word. And when you heard the word of God proclaimed, you didn't pay attention. I can't think of something sadder to say to us than that. And yet, that was the reality with His people thousands of years ago in Jeremiah 35, and I think it's the reality in 2018. Listen as we conclude this message today and tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
Now, what I'm saying is this. I have no idea how that conversation's going to go, but I can't imagine anything sadder than for the Lord to look at you or look at me and say, you didn't pay attention to my word. You didn't listen to me. And you were given opportunity after opportunity, but you didn't listen. And let's bring up verse 17. Therefore, this is what the Lord God Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Listen, I'm going to bring on Judah and on everyone living in Jerusalem every disaster I pronounced against them. I spoke to them, but they did not listen. I called to them, but they did not answer. I want to close with just a couple of quick stories. I have a lot of stories in my files that are humorous, some that are tearjerkers, I call them, that are very convicting, but, you know, real stories of things that have happened. But I've got a few stories that I think I put under the unusual classification. This is one out of the unusual file. Man's name is James Otis. He lived in Austin, Texas for a while he was a student at UT, at the University of Texas. Because of a class he was teaching, he decided to not speak or say a word on Sundays. And he said for over 3 years, he honored his policy that he would not speak to anyone. He wouldn't say a word. He carried a 3x5 card that said, I do not speak on Sundays. Please respect my wishes. And it may be a little over the top, but that's what he did. He had to fly sometimes on Sunday. He'd go to the airport and they would say, you know, do you want an aisle seat or window seat? He would hand the card and he said it would rattle the gate agent so much. They said, well, we'll upgrade you to first class. We'll give you a better seat. And he said all kinds of things like that happened. Cab drivers were chatty. Policemen were friendly to him when he would hand him the card because they thought he was either deaf or religious. It was some religious thing. It was neither. He just chose not to speak. One of the funniest things he said is he went out on a first date with a girl and he said he handed her the card and she talked the whole time. He said, come to think of it, it wasn't much different than other dates. He just sat there and listened. But here's what he writes about not speaking on Sundays. He says this, silence is powerful. Silence is peaceful. And silence is simple. It's also wild and a little scary. It's a little wild and a little scary. Here's what I want to suggest to you. I'm not suggesting that you stop speaking on Sundays. But I am going to be bold and brazen enough to ask you to start listening. And I'm not just talking about physically opening your ears to hear words come out of somebody's mouth. I'm talking about you listening where listening really takes place in the heart. And where you start listening in a way you've never listened before. And God will speak to you.
Well, I'm going to ask you to make every effort to hear the final program tomorrow on Cross Hope. If there's ever a program you missed hearing, you know you can go to our website, crosshope.org, and listen to this program or any program you may have missed on crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.